This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations said Wednesday that the Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. The UN's top diplomat in Libya condemned the shelling on Twitter, saying, "Horrible night of random shelling of residential areas for the sake of 3 million civilians living in Greater Tripoli. These attacks should stop now." In a statement to the media on Tuesday, it was a renewed effort for international unity to spare Libya from the devastating consequences of a civil war there. The International Organization for Migration said Wednesday that the offensive has displaced 25,000 people in the capital, with 4,500 displaced in the past 24 hours alone. Libya has been in political and economic chaos since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown and killed in 2011. The former president of Peru, Alan Garcia, has died after shooting himself in the head. It happened as police tried to arrest him on corruption allegations tied to Latin America's largest graft investigation. Officials found Garcia in his home, and he was rushed to the hospital in the capital, Lima, where they performed emergency surgery in an attempt to save his life. Police had arrived at the former president's home to arrest him on bribery charges. The 69-year-old Garcia was under arrest and investigation in connection with the Brazilian construction company, which triggered Latin America's biggest graft scandal when it admitted publicly in 2016 that it won lucrative contracts in the region with bribes. He repeatedly has denied any wrongdoing. Garcia served 2 5-year terms as Peru's president from 1985 to 1990. This is VOA News. The United States announced new sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua on Wednesday. And the Trump administration is allowing U.S. citizens to sue foreign companies and individuals who use property confiscated from them decades ago by the government of then-leader Fidel Castro. The move is part of Trump's broader campaign to oust the Venezuelan leader.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration's implementing a 1996 act giving Americans the right to sue mostly European companies operating out of property Cuba seized when Fidel Castro took power. Every president since Bill Clinton had suspended the right, in part to avoid trade clashes with Europeans, who were now vowing to protect their businesses. The U.S. says there will be no exceptions.
Any person or company doing business in Cuba should heed this announcement.
The move could affect dozens of Canadian and European companies to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. Sagar Magani at the White House.
French President Emmanuel Macron met with his cabinet Wednesday to discuss the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral.
Macron said the renovations to restore iconic 19th century spire, vaulting, and two-thirds of the cathedral's roof would be completed in time for the Paris 2024 Olympics. However, experts say that the ambitious timeline appears insufficient for such a massive operation. The comments came as Notre Dame's rector said he would close the once functioning cathedral for up to 5 to 6 years. He said that a segment of the near 900-year-old cathedral may be gravely weakened. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Reports citing relatives of former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir says the ousted leader has been moved from house arrest to prison.
Reports on Wednesday said the ousted former president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, has been moved from house arrest to federal prison. Unnamed members of Bashir's family told Reuters news agency, the BBC, and others he was moved to Kabir prison in Khartoum late Tuesday, while prison guards told CNN they saw Bashir's arrival at the facility. Kabir prison is where Bashir locked up many of his opponents during his 3 decades in power.
Israel's president has formally nominated Benjamin Netanyahu for a 4th consecutive term as prime minister. In one of the president's few non-ceremonial roles, the president tasked Netanyahu on Wednesday with assembling a governing coalition within 42 days. They hosted post-election consultations with party leaders this week to hear their recommendations for who should serve as the next prime minister. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.